And now the preserve contains 39,000 acres.
I think it's 44,000.
And another 6,000 leased in what was the original tall grass region of the Great Plains.
Yes.
It's just a wonderful area, so beautiful. The buffalo that are there and all. We always ask what we are proud of when we look back. I don't want to put words into your mouth, but that obviously has to be one of your proudest accomplishments.
Absolutely. The biology of it is not just pretty place. The problem with ranching is that cattle are corporate grazers. They graze right along like this. Bison are bunch grazers. They get it here and they get it over there. This is what happened to tall grass in so much of the West. Overgrazed by cattle, and they grazed it right down to where they lost the seed crop. Whereas where bison had been, there were bunches of tall grass here, right over there, another bunch of tall grass. The seed stock was still there. So the biologists got hold of this and decided that there's enough land that could be put a stocking of bison on it. The newspapers were saying that the Nature Conservancy has gone way out on a limb. It's a wonderful effort to save bison. We weren't trying to save bison at all. Bisons were the vehicle that saved the tall grass itself and all of the other biota that was related to tall grass. It was a remarkable activity, and Harvey Payne and the people I mentioned all came in line, and it was amazing.
And then, beyond that, the J.T. Nichol Family Nature and Wildlife Preserve,
yes,
located in Cherokee County, privately owned and managed by the Oklahoma Nature Preserve, contains 17,000 acres of forest and grassland. It's just a beautiful area. And I've interviewed John Nichol for this oral history. That's a remarkable story, too, of what he has done.
It is. I never knew him very well. That came after I had moved away. But I met him, and I know all about what he did, and he did a great job.
Yeah.